It is 6:51. It is Tuesday. And one thing we know now is that when it comes to the workplace, the new generation and the older generations, while they sometimes have a hard time mixing, my next two guests are here to help us understand how to bring the groups together. David and Jonah Stillman, authors of Gen Z at Work, How the Next Generation is Transforming the Workplace. David, Jonah, great to have you both on WILS.
Well, thank you. You've got just David tonight. Jonah's stuck with a little too much homework, so
we got to keep those Gen Zers working.
But I'm honored to be here.
Now, you guys wrote the book together. Your son, he's in high school, right?
Yeah, he is a graduating senior and a member of Gen Z, and I've been studying the generations for about 20 years. Yeah. And so when he saw me start to do some research on Gen Z, he really stepped up and wanted to be involved, and ideally tried to be a voice of his generation representing our findings.
Yeah, I remember my dad trying to teach me how to drive a stick. That wasn't a pleasant experience. What's it like writing a book with your son?
You know, good point. I would say I probably would have rather taught him how to drive sticks than write a book, but you know, it was challenging. I think mostly was we had different work styles and true Gen Z fashion. Jonah liked to work at it for a little bit, stop, do something else, come back at it, then take another break. But I'm more the type to sit down and grind it out till it gets done. And so I sort of had to adapt to how he worked. He understood how I did, and we figured it out. And in the end, we are so proud of this manuscript because it's really sparking an important dialogue in our country.
So baby boomers and even Generation Xers who think that this new generation, they're coddled, they're oversensitive, what is it they don't get?
Well, a lot of the stereotypes you're throwing out there is what we've heard about millennials. We've been hearing about millennials every single day.
So Gen Z is actually different than millennials, you're saying?
Right. So that's the challenge, is that it's so easy to look at someone under 30 and just assume that they are all the same, and even worse, that they're all millennials, when in fact the Gen Z, and we've done three national studies on Gen Z, they're radically different than millennials.
So what is Gen Z? What's the age range of a Gen Z?
Sure, 1995 to 2012. The leading edge is 22, and actually the first of Gen Z graduates college this spring.
So they'll be
entering the workforce.
You say Gen Z, they're different than millennials. How so?
Well, one is that how they were raised. So millennials were raised by baby boomers and Gen Z by Gen Xers. And baby boomers taught their millennial kids, if we all pitch in together, we can all be winners. And as a result, we ended up with a very collaborative generation. You can compare that to Gen Z that was raised by Gen X. Gen X focused more on the fact that there's winners, there's losers. There's no such thing as a participation award. And on top of it, they delivered the message that, you know, it's a tough world out there. So we now have a generation of Gen Z that's a lot more competitive. So you take collaborative millennials, and in comes a very competitive generation, we are going to see some costly collisions.
That's it. So you're saying millennials and Gen Zs, they themselves will not get along with each other?
I don't know. Listen, I'd like to think that they're going to figure out our differences, no different than boomers and Xers did when Xers came into the workplace. Mm-hmm. But I do think they're, you know, we run the risk of a lot of collisions, and the main one being just because we assume Gen Z are like millennials and treat them that way. Hmm. Not only are they extremely competitive, but Gen Z is also very independent. They like to work in their own space and at their own pace. Mm-hmm. Or you compare that to millennials, they like to work in groups. Hmm. Open office concepts. Millennials love it. That's why we took down all these walls to cater to this collaborative generation.
Yeah, sure.
Only 8% of Gen Z likes open office concepts.
Wow, so we've got to bring the walls back up. Although the cubes, there's something depressing about sitting in a cube, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it, too, is it's not about out with the old and in with the new. It's to say, okay, who is this new generation? Where do we anticipate, you know, some great bonding? Like, I think that competitive spirit amongst Gen Z, the baby boomers will love it. Boomers are the most competitive generation ever.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, where will we clash? For example, this independent competitive nature will likely clash with millennials who are focused more on teams and a collaborative workplace.
We're talking to David Stillman, the author of the brand new book, Gen Z at Work. He's also the author of best-selling books like When Generations Collide and The M Factor, How the Millennial Generation is Rocking the Workplace. So you've studied all these generations so extensively. You say Gen Z, they have the style of start and stop. What's the benefit of that? Why are they starting and stopping all the time?
I think the deal is, you know, it's been measured to have an 8-second attention span. But that doesn't mean that they can't focus on something, what they like to do is have a lot of things to switch between. So they're really not multitaskers. They're not doing all these things at the same time. What they're really great at is task switching. They're really good at going from one task to another, then back to the other. And they like that variety and fast pace. It's almost think of their Twitter feeds, things is constantly changing. But for them to grind out one long task for a long time will be harder for them.
Okay, so does that make them more suited to the future than the older generations? Or?
Well, I think in some regards, sure, but in other regards, no. I mean, we all know that some of the best time where something gets done is when you take a break, you ruminate on something, you let it hatch, you sort of take some time developing it, but they're always quick. You know, they might miss out on some of that key development. Yeah. I also think there's a big difference between a fad and a trend. And I think, you know, Gen Z were very quick to react to things, but it might just be a quick flash in the pan fad that could cost companies a lot of money if they chase, rather than really sort of monitoring it and making sure it's a true trend that's worth going after.
Yeah, I'm curious, looking at your son as a Gen Zer, socially, do they have a whole different way of operating than older generations did?
Yes, I mean, absolutely. I mean, one is the technology, obviously. This generation, you know, can communicate with a lot of people. And a lot of times they can create groups of friends that they've never even met, but just through their social networking. But the mistake to make there is to assume, no, the best way to communicate with a Gen Z is texting, is technology. We were so surprised by this finding that we actually ran it twice, and it came back the same thing. We asked Gen Z what's their preferred mode of communication, and number one on the list was face-to-face. In fact, 84% of Gen Z said they prefer face-to-face communication.
How do you make sense of that when they're on their phone so much?
Well, I think they're looking for that authenticity. They're looking for leaders to look them in the eye and talk to them. I mean, there's a day goes by where they don't hear some story breaking about an organization or a leader being called into question. So they're looking for that authenticity. They're hungry to look me in the eye. It doesn't mean we have to have a long, formal sit-down. But, you know, look me in the eye so we can talk. And even if that means we're doing it over FaceTime or Skype, you know, I want to see your eyes.
Do you think they're going to end up basically like the rest of us as they get older and their attitudes and maybe become more conservative? Or is there a fundamental difference across the board?
100% do not think they will become more like us. Xers never became more like boomers. Millennials never became more like Xers. You know, you're shaped by certain events and conditions that result in a generational personality. That they'll take with them. They might pivot along the way, sure, but I think they're always going to be a very realistic generation. I think this generation's going to, you know, expect everything to be hyper-customized their whole life. The seven traits that we identify in the book, we feel will transcend their entire career and lifetime. And the goal is to learn about these so you can anticipate what will they be like when they hit that next life stage, whether it be getting promoted, becoming the boss, you know, buying a company, whatever it is. They'll approach it with their generational personality.
It's all in the brand new book, Gen Z at Work, Gen Z at Work, How the Next Generation is Transforming the Workplace. David Stillman here on WILS. Thank you, David.
Thank you for having me.
Yep, and that is it for us. We're back tomorrow. Good night.